We get the hour underway by welcoming back to the program an actor, director, singer, and award-winning performer in the recent film Lost Heart. We're going to talk about that and more as we welcome back Don Most. Don, thanks for being with us again.
Hey, thanks for having me, Rich. Good to be with you again.
Well, this is really exciting news. Followed it on social media. You won the Best Supporting Actor Award at the recent International Christians Film Festival. Can you tell us a little bit about Lost Heart and your role as Pastor Milo?
Yeah, I really enjoyed doing this film. It was a great experience, a wonderful production company that's based in Michigan called Collective Development. It's my second film with them. And when they sent me the script, I got really excited because, the play is the thing, and it's all on the paper. And when I read it, I knew it was a special script and a great role. So I was very, I jumped at wanting to work with them again. And yes, the award that you alluded to just happened about a few weeks ago down in Orlando at the festival there. And the movie. When I read it, it's not like I said, oh, this is a Christian film or even a faith-based film. It was just a really good script. But it just happens to have some of the messages and themes that, would resonate in that genre. And they just really embraced the movie. They nominated it at their festival for Best Picture, Best Director, Best Script, and me for Best Supporting Actor. So it was really a nice evening. I went to the awards. It made for a more pleasant evening that I won, and I have to admit, it was very nice. But the movie is really, I think people really enjoy it because it has a very interesting sort of melange of elements in it that, it's comedy, it's drama, but then it's mystery, and there's all kinds of fun things going on in it. And it all comes together really nicely, I felt.
And your character, Milo, is a pastor, but is also, as I understand, drawn to conspiracy theories.
Well, that came out in some press release. It was more of him being his friend, really good friend. At the beginning of the movie, we see him involved. I won't say what kind of conspiracy thing he's into, but I got involved in it because of my friendship with him. And maybe I believe, I guess I could say, there's one aspect of film that deals with UFOs. So maybe my character doesn't disbelieve, but he's not like a fervent believer, but his friend was. So that's how he got involved. But he supports him in that regard. So, but my character is interesting in that regard. He's not your typical small town pastor. He's got his own little eccentricities about him, I'd say.
I read an interview where you said that you used meditation to help get yourself in the proper frame of mind to play the character. Is that something you do even when you're not working?
I tried it over the years here and there, dabbled in it a little bit, but I never could be very disciplined about it. It was just hard for me. But for the film, I decided I wanted to, because to get into the head and the space or the way, the speed of the way my mind works, and I needed to slow it way down, I felt, and to capture the pastor's, after reading it and doing some research, I just felt this was a pathway for me to get to this guy. I needed a little spiritual help, so to speak, and I was doing it through a meditation, and it helped me get to a different place to approach the character.
Happy Days, when you first came to everybody's attention, was certainly something that the family gathered around to watch. Is it fulfilling to make a film that's also something that families can watch together?
Absolutely, yeah, definitely. Whenever I travel around, do some personal appearances or in shows, a lot of people say, they loved the show so much because it was one they could watch with the whole family, and they missed shows like that. And I realized how important that was, probably more so now than I did when I was younger. So so this film, doing a film that has that same demographic, if you will, and, you know, that can appeal to the whole family that watch together, is very nice. I feel really good about that.
The film is Lost Heart, and it's streaming on Amazon Prime right now. We talked with you last time about some of your directing, but I don't think I'd made the connection last time that in one of the films you've directed, you worked with a good friend of our show, Curtis Armstrong.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Curtis was great. I'd never met Curtis. You know, our paths had never crossed. And then when I was working on getting the right cast for the film, I guess I can't remember how his name came up. But then immediately I was like, oh, Curtis would be great for this role. You know, I would love to work with him. And I was very happy when he accepted. And he was a pleasure to work with, just a real pro and a great guy.
Do you think you direct differently because of your experience as an actor? Do you see things that maybe other directors might not see? You have that advantage of knowing what the actors are thinking and feeling?
Yeah, I think it's definitely an advantage for a director who comes from the acting world in terms of getting great performances, you know, and getting the best out of your cast. You know, different directors have different strengths. Some maybe come from the visual side, like maybe they were the director of photography before that, or an editor. And they'll have their strengths, but they're not going to have that sort of shortcut language with the actors that another actor will, and that sort of understanding of the unique challenges that they have in getting their best performance. So. Yeah, I think that's why, you know, some actors have made such great directors. Kevin Costner comes to mind right now, you know, and there's certainly many others. It can be a real advantage.
We're talking with Don Most here on Downtown. Well, one of your great loves is singing as well. And like so much during the time of COVID over the last year, it's been difficult to get out and perform. So you've got to be very excited to have June 17th on the schedule when you'll be closing up a performance live at the Muck at Fullerton. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's a jazz festival that's out in Fullerton, which is, you know, so it's a little bit outside Los Angeles, like 30, 45 minutes away. And they've been having this festival going on for the last, I think, month. And I'll be doing the closing night on the 17th, as you mentioned. I'll be doing it with a great big band, which I love performing with the big band sound. And, you know, like 17 musicians behind it. It's high. And as you alluded to, I mean, I haven't been able to do it now. It's been well over a year. So I'm definitely looking forward to it. But I'm also a little worried that I might be a little rusty. It's been so long, so I have to get the chops back up to snuff. I'm starting to work on it this week as we speak.
Hey, have you got a favorite composer whose songs you really love to sing?
Oh, gosh. Not really a favorite. I mean, I love Gershwin, but yeah, certainly also love Cole Porter and Rodgers and Hart. There's so many, you know. There's those, that era is why I love it so much. The writing was amazing, the wit, the sophistication, and the melodies and all of that. But Gershwin is up there, you know, probably at the top of the list. But I also love Johnny Mercer and Harold Arlen. So those are a few of my favorites.
I love that music and that time period of music. Do you ever wish you could just go back and be in some little club back in the late 1940s or even in a smoky bar and hear somebody singing those songs back in the time?
Oh yeah. And that's why I still go to those, you know, there are supper clubs, jazz clubs around, and sometimes you find one that sort of feels like it could be back in that time, you know. Every once in a while, there is one you find like that. So, I miss that. I went to a lot of those growing up in New York, but there are a few out here. But the last year, of course, I haven't been to any, so I'm chomping at the bit. to go as a customer and, of course, to perform.
Don, the Happy Days cast, you guys have stayed very tight through all these years, and you've all had success. You've all continued to work in the business for several decades now. What was it about that group, and how much of that was the influence of Gary Marshall in helping a group of young actors have the right habits that would lead to a successful future?
Yeah, that's a good point. I think having some real mentors was a big factor. Gary Marshall, of course, as you mentioned, being one of them. Gary was great, and you know, looked after us and did set, you know, some good examples for us, standards, and as did our director Jerry Paris, who was amazing, and he, you know, he definitely kind of was like an uncle for me, but he was a mentor to the whole cast, I think. And you know, when you think about it, we had Ron Howard, who had been a star since he was really young. And so he was a great sort of example for us, because here he is, you know, very well-known actor, and he's so sort of grounded and down to earth and a great role model. So you know, it comes from above. And if, you know, if we even see him acting all full of himself and highfalutin, you know, then why should we? You know, I mean, it was like if he's this sort of humble, you know, I mean, it was a good example for us to learn from.
I'm so glad you mentioned Jerry Paris. I was watching a cable channel a couple of weeks ago, and Marty came on, and I love that movie, and Jerry was so good in that, and.
Yes.
You know, he had such a remarkable career as a very successful actor, of course, on the Dick Van Dyke Show, but then a career that not many actors were able to do what he did as an actor and then go on and have an even greater level of success as a director.
Yeah. Yeah, Jerry, he was an amazing guy. I miss him very much. I owe a lot to Jerry. And, yeah, he did a lot of wonderful things as an actor, and then when he got the Dick Van Dyke Show, he was smart. He made it a big thing that he wanted to direct, and in the second year, they let him take over and direct, and he won the Emmy for Best Comedy Directing in his very first, you know, year directing, and did that show for, you know, many years after, and then a lot of other... he did a bunch of films and a lot of other television. And then, of course, Happy Days. He directed like 90% of the episodes, you know, something like probably 200 episodes. And, you know, we owe as much. You know, Gary, of course, was a huge force, but Jerry just as much, if not more, because we were with Jerry like every day, you know, working with him.
You've had so many accomplishments in your career, but I don't know that any of them measure up to this in the business you're in, but is it 39 years that you've been married now?
Yes, 39 years, exactly. Well, we had our anniversary a few months ago in March. So, yeah, it's pretty amazing. I'm very lucky.
Well, congratulations on that, and congratulations on the well-deserved acclaim for Lost Heart, again, the film from Don Most that earned him the Best Supporting Actor Award at the ICFF. It's streaming right now on Amazon Prime. Don, it's so good to talk with you again. We appreciate you carving out a little time for us, and we wish you continued good health and success, and hope you knock him dead on the 17th in Fullerton.
Oh, thank you, Rich. Thanks so much. That was very kind, and I appreciate all of your comments, and hope to speak to you again when we have something else going on.
That sounds great. Very good. Thank you, Don. Be well.
All right. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
That's Don Most with us here on Downtown.